What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 6-packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
You know, when we have that little intro thing, I heard either a Soroka or I heard a Spiewak.
Wasn't a Spiewak. I heard it too. I think it might have been a Soroka.
That was.
Was it me?
I have no idea. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. But you know, we're always like leopards in a tree, waiting to pounce when we start this show. So welcome to our show on Erection Day, 2024. Did you both do your civic duty?
I will do it today. I have errands to do this afternoon.
You're voting on election day. Very cool.
I like the experience of it. I almost voted last week, but I said, you know what? I like voting on the day. I do.
Okay. And Josh, have you done your duty?
As far as our listeners are concerned, no, I'm skipping this year.
Oh, good.
No, I said last week. Nice. I took care of it. Like a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
All right.
Josh, you're a little loud, Josh. Can you turn yourself down just a bit?
I can.
Would anything have changed, Josh, if you'd waited till election day?
No.
Mike, you should ask me if I've decided who I'm going to vote for.
Rob?
Yes.
All right. Anyway.
I'm undecided, Mike. I don't know. Good.
You're one of the undecided. Hey, but you should say, if you get to a polling place, because, you know, they have the bureaus in Washington.
Yes, exactly.
No matter what, if you are, like, by some miracle, if you are stopped at a polling place, say you're undecided, because those are the people they grab to get
on the magic box. Yeah, and then I will also, then they say, what is your name? I'm going to say, I'm Eugene Vindman, and I'm running for office in this area.
I took a peek this morning, very briefly, and I wish I'd recorded it. I was watching Fox News. And they had a reporter out at a Pennsylvania polling place. And he's, you know, they're skewing right. So they're talking about people voting for Trump. And then the guy said, and we've got so-and-so runs a grocery store and blah, blah, blah. And he's voting. And there they go. And then there's silence.
Yep.
And you hear, keep talking. Keep talking.
Mike, I was wondering, moment.
It was funny.
At that Pennsylvania polling place, do they have any fabulous fruit fritters?
Yes. Well, I think you'd find that most polling places, especially most Pennsylvania polling places, are handing out Whitehall Inn's fabulous fruit fritters today. That's what it is. So
you know,
in the days of old, Channel 9 would do something like that. They probably would like set up and say, and Frank Herzog's out there making pancakes for all you early voters.
Exactly.
Yeah. I didn't know until this weekend, and I might be an idiot, but I didn't realize that Native Americans get to vote as well until I saw a bunch of signs on their properties.
Native Americans?
Yeah, or like in the Indian reservations.
Oh, but that's okay. Because Most people who vote for Trump don't know that Native Americans have the right. I'm joking.
I didn't know.
I am trying to be kind today.
Are they not citizens? Trying to be kind.
Josh, you'll find that I'm a little ramped up. I'm a little ramped up today.
It's the
magic confluence of Vegas
week
and voting day.
And voting day.
Yeah, or election day, as some people
think
about
ahead of time.
Yeah.
Voting day.
Voting day.
I bet we'd get more people voting if we put it. Voting day.
Mike, do you celebrate voting day?
I do.
I do.
I do. I am celebrating by distracting myself for the better part of my day with a massive, and I mean massive, home project. Hey, how you doing? I'd be a lawman. No, Native Americans, getting back to that, of course. Yeah. They're American citizens. Did you see some signage?
Oh, yeah. It's some Trump signs I've never seen before.
Oh, really? Now, what does it say?
Cheap price. Trump, cheap price. That's it.
Oh, so
you mean like, is that like a roadside stand where they're selling stuff?
No, like they had flags that said Trump, cheap prices.
Like he'll keep the inflation down,
Like he'll bring inflation.
I'd like to know where that originates for.
I don't know. I guess that's what's important to them.
You are technically in another part of the world. I don't know if you're in, you're still in Utah. Yep. I can tell by the room. Mm-hmm. Utah, a red state. And so you're probably seeing evidence of that. What is your schedule today? When will you head back to Nevada?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Any big plans? And what have you been up to? You're the only one that's enjoying a little travelogue, so I'm curious as to how you occupied your day after the show yesterday, now that you're getting some time away from your children.
You know, I do. Oh, I don't have the name in front of me. I have to look it up. We had a listener message me yesterday.
Okay.
Because she lives in Hurricane, Utah.
Oh, I saw that.
The little town that I'm in.
That's wonderful.
Also, I believe she said it's pronounced Hurricane.
Hurricane.
Well, that's because it's a very positive place. Before the war, they called it Hurricane, and they thought that was way too negative.
Hurricane is a very positive environment. Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, I spent time at the Walmart, and then I went to Zion National Park.
Okay, so Zion was the plan. We were told yesterday on the show it's the land of the long cliff
Chasm, Mike.
I looked it up. Mm-hmm. It's a place that I guess some Mormon settlers went to and said that it looked like a cathedral. So that's how it got its name.
Mm.
Yeah, I think that the story goes in the 1800s when the Church of Latter-day Saints sent their followers out to the New Zion, as they called it, and they spent most of the time out there when they weren't trying to get food and hunt and farm, hang gliding. Off the cliffs.
Yeah, they found their magic underwear was very well suited for the craft.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that with the Church of Latter-day Saints magic.
Then they built the Land of Oz right off the Beltway.
Right. Rob Spiewak is a member of the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Spelled C-E-N-T-S.
It's spelled S-C-N.
T-S. Oh, yeah.
I smell like everybody. You want to know what Moses smells like? Come on. I got it.
So, did you do anything exciting in Zion National Park besides look at cliffs?
And chasms?
We went after work.
Okay.
And only to find out that they close at 4. So we didn't go in.
Close a national park?
Because Josh is working, because Josh not only produces our show, but he has other interests in the podcasting world. And your wife is also working from there. So by the time you guys packed it in at the afternoon, it was closed.
Yeah. So we're going to go earlier today.
Mm-hmm. That's a good plan.
Instead, we drove up another scenic view up another mountain and through a single lane tunnel through the mountain that was built in the 50s.
And I'll ask you again, any roadside attractions that you noticed out in Utah?
They all close early, because what happened is we went through the tunnel, we took some cool pictures. By the time we turned around and went back through the tunnel, it was dark outside. And there's no lights here. It's so dark at night.
Yeah, because it's out in the middle of
nowhere.
And of course, keeping your business open after sunset is a sin.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Is so the tunnel scary if it's actually blasted through rock for a mile? That's crazy.
It is, because there's no electricity. There's no lights in it.
No lights in the tunnel?
No. There are a couple holes that they've punctured out to let sunlight in.
Yeah, there are.
But no, it's your headlights are all that you see.
Wow.
Did you see any cars coming the other way? I would think that would be the scariest thing.
Yes. And no, I would slow down and yeah, hope I didn't get hit.
That's much worse than the Bay Bridge. Yeah.
If you want to see the greatest headlights, oncoming headlights seen in a movie, I urge you to get a copy of Annie Hall. And a very, very, very young Christopher Walken, who plays Diane Keaton's brother, and goes in to have a conversation with Woody Allen, where he's discussing how he imagines when he's driving into oncoming headlights. He imagines the explosion, the flames. Cut to who's going to take you to the airport? Let's let the brother do it. And one of the great slow pans. As the brother's driving them to the airport, and they do a slow pan to the brother, Christopher Walken, pans over to Diane Keaton, oblivious to what's going on, and then Woody Allen staring in terror to the road. Really one of the great oncoming headlight scenes.
Are we allowed to laugh at Woody's old stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, we're allowed to listen to Michael Jackson's music and enjoy Woody's movies.
Watch The Cosby Show.
It will.
What about
the stigma's always there? We don't. Yeah. We'll remember that. You know. Yes, Josh.
Oh, I was asking you if you can still watch The Apprentice.
The Apprentice
never would in the first place.
True.
I watched The Apprentice. I watched it. It's not. Is it on?
Well, I know you. I like.
I don't know.
I know that you always appreciated the male contestants, but when you watched The Apprentice, didn't you love the ladies?
Oh, yes. The beautiful women of The Apprentice.
Love ladies.
So, update on Manly Project Day 2024.
Oh, are we allowed to guess the project? Or what
by the way, Rob, I completely neglected to text you like I normally text you before Election Day, where maybe when Josh and I are talking, you can gather as much election music as you possibly can find, because how often do we do it? Once every 4 years, really,
right?
A presidential election, so I can give updates.
Let me know if you have an update, Mike.
Let's get our first update on election 2024. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show coverage of election 2024 showdown for the White House.
Is that what it's called this year?
Showdown. White House 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a winner. 2024. Battle for the White House.
Stick with a winner.
The guy or the gal. Election 2024. I like Puerto Rico. Battleground 2024. The garbage collection election. You're listening to TMOS exclusive coverage of election 2024. That's it. I'll give period. I want more too. I want
all right,
more.
All right. Well, it's what I had handy. You know.
All right. But you've got access to your deep files, right?
Sure. Sure. Sure.
All right. So yes, I'd like. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put a challenge out, and I don't care if you're distracted from what's happening on the show. I want everything you have. I want you to throw everything but the kitchen sink at our election coverage music. Now, this is probably something I should have let you know last night.
Mike, this is more fun this way. Do you have any other updates?
We got a 2024 election update. Voting's in. Dixville notch. Both Dix and Ville have shown their notch again. Early this morning in New Hampshire, over a breakfast of waffles, three voters voted for Harris, three voters for Trump.
Any undecideds?
Undecideds were pushed into the river inside a canvas bag filled with angry cats. This has been an election 2024 update. That's all. We'll keep you posted as we continue our election coverage 2024. Yes.
Later tonight, will it be like a gender reveal?
Gender reveal. That's that. Josh, you are way ahead of me. That tonight. And by the way, for somebody who is on the left, I have to give a shout out to the Trump campaign.
Yes.
Where tonight they are planning to rent a helicopter, and to announce the winner. It will either be pink smoke coming out of the helicopter or or tan smoke coming out of the elevator. I mean the
yes, the elevator, Mike. If the elevator has tan smoke,
the Mar-a-Lago elevator will open to a puff of tan smoke, and that's how we will do it. And then we wake up tomorrow.
Yes.
If the decision is decided tonight, we wake up tomorrow and maybe we have a little peace, but I doubt it.
That's true. I mean, it could happen, Mike. I mean, you just have to watch the elevator. Wait for the tan smoke. Right. That's what we need to know.
Well, I mean, you'll know one thing about the former president. I love fireworks. I love them.
Hey, Mr. President, as I was looking for music, how you doing? Good luck today.
Hello.
You sound raspy.
I've been on the trail for many days. I love ladies.
Have you heard about the Pennsylvania polling place?
I heard that you leave the Pennsylvania station at 3:45.
No, read
a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner on the diner. Nothing could be finer. Then you can have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
Mr. President, when I was looking for music, I ran into something that I don't know if you want to touch on or not. Do you remember the artist Dickie Goodman who did Mr. Jaws?
Oh, well, Mike's going to talk to you about that.
Okay, bring Mike in. Bye, Mr. President.
Oh, Dickie Goodman, he of the mashup of multiple songs, right?
Yeah. I just found one called Election 84.
This goes back to, do you have a date on it by any chance?
Well, it'd be 1984.
1984, let's take a listen.
Okay, here's the great...
The late, great Dickie Goodman, ladies and gentlemen.
Dearly beloved.
Are we going to be flagged for this?
I don't think so.
For a special election report, President Reagan, if you're reelected, what will you tell the American people? And if you're not reelected, what will you tell them? Mr. President, with
horrible.
Regard to national
the
defense,
worst.
How would you describe yourself? And just what is your defense policy?
Blast, blast, blast. Lights out.
Oh, Mr. Mondale, can you tell us what is the worst thing that has happened to you in this election campaign? It appears
all right,
that
that's
you
it. I can't stand it. I can't stand anymore.
I can't even understand the ones
Mr. That is no Mr. Jaws.
No,
that's
it is
for
not.
Sure.
No.
Mr. Jaws was his biggest hit, ladies and gentlemen.
Mr. President, could you please release one more record before I die?
Mr. President.
So, let me take you through my day yesterday.
Please.
In preparation for Manly Day 2024.
Now, you've not revealed what the project is.
The project is... we have, as you know, a lot of metal poles here. I will be getting the metal poles together.
Pipes.
And by the way, my polling is happening right here in the studio. They're all over here.
Are any of the poles undecided?
I won't know. I'm not going to get it because I knocked myself off the air yesterday when I was wrangling these poles. And I will be taking all of the aluminum hurricane shutters, the heavy aluminum hurricane shutters. I have acquired, well, I'll tell the truth. I hear a bleed-in, by the way. I hear a bleed-in coming through somebody's headphones. I have acquired a box truck. I stole it.
How?
From the airport.
Oh.
Tons of them out at the airport.
Does it say Trump on the side of it?
No. It was Eat Good, something like that, a seafood company. But anyway, I've acquired a box truck, and I will be loading the box. I'm going to the rental place, the U-Haul rental place, right after the show today. Then I will be bringing it back here. I have aluminum shutters on the back porch. I have aluminum shutters on the front porch. I have aluminum shutters leaning up against the wall in the garage. I have aluminum shutters leaning up against the door in the garage. I have aluminum shutters on the little shelves that hang down from the top of the garage. I have aluminum shutters everywhere in all different places. They will be put into the box truck, and if the lady at the scrapyard was telling me the truth, I will be taking them over to the scrapyard. They will be taking them off the box truck. I hope they will. Or I hope they have machinery that might do that. And they will be weighed, and I will be paid. That's what I'm
That's
told.
The policy. 45 cents a pound is what I'm hoping for, Mike. I think that would be a good rate if you could get that.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, maybe I will see. I will see. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited about finally getting this done. And I believe, and don't quote me on this, but I think this project is going to be much different than the actual putting up of the shutters. This is just take them down, shove them in the truck.
I got to ask this, Mike, and maybe it's because I'm just a cautious person by nature.
Yes.
Aren't you nervous that by giving away your storm shutters, your hurricane shutters, you're inviting disaster for the next time a hurricane rolls through?
Nah. No, I'm not. Josh, you know, right? I mean, they're either look. I just think there's modern technology that, God willing, I'll be able to invest in the house, which are impact windows and then storm protection.
There's a higher chance of baseballs breaking those windows than a hurricane.
There it is, as we demonstrated early. And that, what a beautiful segue, because you have just identified something else I want to talk to. By the way, I will have an update tomorrow on how the project went. If I am not on the show, I will have had a fall. And,
a horrible fall.
Means I will not be in
and,
Las
and
Vegas.
Speaking of updates, Mike, do you have anything about the election?
Election 2024 from the election desk. We have this update. Some people are actually voting on Election Day. So far, our exit polling has been inconclusive, and we have spotters who are spotting out at the various polling places
around
the swing states. The swinger states. The swinger states, of course, primarily New York and California, because of the metro centers of New York City and Los Angeles. The swinger states. We will be spotlight on the swinger states, specifically the swinger cities, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Miami, Las Vegas, Nevada, and New York City. This has been an election. This has been play ball. This has been Election Update 2024.
I remain undecided. You were saying?
Baseball. Look at him. He's working his butt off today. He's getting that. You know what he's got? He's got that Vegas energy that he's going to be having up on the stage. I hope Rob brings suitcases full of audio and video and everything, so we're ready to go. We're very, very excited.
I'm bringing suitcases full of toys. I don't know if
toys.
Toys.
Carla's bringing suitcases full of stuff.
Yeah, we all have stuff, yeah.
That we're going to, sell at the show, because we are dirty little whores.
We're debuting new merchandise.
Speaking of dirty little whores, Mr. Dennis Murphy with a fabulous donation to the show. And I want to give Dennis, I love you. I look forward to seeing you out there. And as I mentioned before, greater access to us at the show than you've ever had, including a very, very special podcast on the top floor of the downtown Grand. Bring a jacket. It's going to be chilly that night. So
I was thinking, Mike, way back when you met Dennis, he had a trash bag full of beer.
He did.
That he was walking around. I'm wondering if he
was. That was the weekend that the Boston Red Sox were in the World Series against the New York Mets. That would be 1986.
Wow.
That's how far back I go with Dennis, and the Redskins were playing the Giants on Monday night. So that was that. That's how I remember that. I remember sporting events, but not much else. But
the magical thing about this is with the open bar on the pool deck, no one needs to bring a trash bag full of beer.
Right. Everybody, and just a note to those of you who will be enjoying our open bar, please brush and floss. And by the way, at one of our shows, it was either Reno or Vegas, I'm not sure, but it was one of the two. I just would respectfully hope that nobody goes down, all right? I just...
Look out.
There was one of those shows, right, where somebody...
that was Reno,
took a tumble.
Yeah, and it was pre-show. They got very excited with the pre-gaming. Yeah,
Josh, how much pre-gaming will be on the Citrus pool deck? Are we opening an hour before?
About 90 minutes. 90 minutes.
Oh, God.
So make sure you tumble towards the pool.
I told Robert about
what
the wristbands.
What could possibly go wrong with that, right?
I told my son Robert, now 22, about the wristbands, and he said, "Fire! I'm going to get my money's worth." I said, don't embarrass yourself, son.
We don't want any embarrassing. This is going to be, you know, I have just come to the conclusion, this will be a challenging broadcast. This will be a challenging show to do.
No, no, and but, it's not a broadcast. It's just a little get-together. It's a family reunion. Yeah,
it's a get-together. But we are, well, I'll go to the man, the executive producer. We have plans to do what with this product when we record it on the citrus deck of the Downtown Grand?
It will be released.
Okay.
But we're not going to put it out for free.
Okay.
You can purchase it because we want it to be special for the people who are coming out there. So it'll be delayed and you'll be able to purchase it.
Very good. So, all right. Looking forward to it. So you will be able to see it, which I'm I'm happy about. So getting back to baseball, last night we switched to Mondays and Thursdays instead of Tuesdays and Fridays for baseball.
Oh, now, so you're like the NFL now.
And two of my favorite sports conflicted.
Yeah.
The sport of golf and the sport of baseball. Because I wrapped up at 4:30 down at Happy Acres and had to bust ass back to my house to collect my son and get down to what is essentially 1 hour and 10 minutes away from where I was. A lot of ground to cover.
Right.
And I am here to say that yesterday, it was November 4th, 2024, everyone arrived in Southwest Florida. Every effer that could, and by the way, and people knocked off well before five because I have never seen Route 75, Route 41, the little side road known as the Three Oaks Parkway. All of them.
That sounds so elegant.
Yes. Well, it changes. It's the Three Oaks Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
Then it becomes, what the hell is it? Then it becomes Livingston Road, Stanley and Livingston. And then it's got another name.
I have to ask, Mike, when you're on this road, do you actually see the Three Oaks? Are there Three Oaks that it was named for?
Oh, there are many more than that.
But there have to be three primary oaks.
Don't have any idea. I don't. A lot of names for roads around here.
A lot of holes in the desert.
There's there are lots of different roads named for, you know, city council members or something like that.
Oh, like Graft Roads, Crooked
Ben
Roads.
Ben C. Griffith. Josh, can you look up Ben C. Griffith? He's got like a road, a school. He's a lot of
he
him.
Also
Ben,
starred in Matlock. He had a storied career.
When I do this, when I mention this, I don't want to shortchange the luminary who was special enough to have a road, a huge road named after him. And by the way, the full name is Ben C. Griffith 6 Mile Cypress.
That's a wow! Sounds like a privilege just to drive on it.
How's your connectivity in Utah, Josh?
It seems good. I'm trying to look up this Ben C. Griffith. There's a lot of guys named Ben Griffith.
A lot of great people have roads named after them, Mike. Like,
well, maybe his claim to fame was he fathered lots of children. I mean, you are in Utah. I don't know what that has to do with it.
The Harry Flood Byrd Highway out here in Leesburg, named after the great state senator Harry Byrd.
It was a United States senator, wasn't he?
I believe so. Yes. Yeah. And he
and
served
a member
for
of
a
the
Klan,
I think.
I believe so, and an upper member of the Klan. I mean, not just an attendee.
Yeah,
he was like an organizer.
He was like the first lizard. He was the
they
first lizard.
Created a title for him?
Yeah, I believe he was the first, the Virginia first lizard. So getting back to baseball.
Yes.
Monday and Thursday. So I am what I hate to be. You know how I feel about punctuality.
Oh, no.
I tell the kids to get there 5:30 before the game for warm-ups, and I didn't get there till 5:40, and I'm out of my
mind. Oh, that'll ruin not only your night, but it'll ruin the nights of others.
Monday, the vibe, I'm used to the Tuesday vibe, that no real problem there. And the Friday vibe is just everybody's kind of ready for the weekend. It's a very positive atmosphere when we're there. Last night, another congratulate the team on a fabulous win. But the attitude, not stellar. Not stellar.
How do you have a bad attitude for a win, though?
Well, we have a full compliment, which is 13 kids, 13, uh-huh. 13 kids. And that's 9 people playing in the field. And then we have 4 kids as alternates. And I'm here to tell you that it was the first game because of the number of alternates, because we had to mix and match so many people, as Josh will tell you, you got to put them in. You got to play. Everybody gets to play.
Right.
And you can't let them sit for more than an inning. That's mm-hmm. the rule. And they so I'm constantly mixing and matching.
I think the White Sox have the same policy.
The way they play, they should. Am I getting it right, Josh, about this
you're
baseball
good.
Thing?
You're good. Yeah. And I'm wondering, is it an attitude or a focus issue that you're having with these kids?
Good question.
Both. It is
Monday is
both,
a big focus day, I see, with the kids.
I found them to be, heads on swivels. The red team had a big inning against us where there were multiple errors, and at one point I felt that the focus was waning, and perhaps due to our undefeated status, your boy is into it. I don't care. I'm into it. Yes, it's an instructional league. Yes, mm-hmm. we are there to have fun. But at the same time, I think there are life skills that should be managed to a certain degree. And that's why, right in the middle of the what could have been the real disaster inning, I went, time!
Oh, no.
And I called them all in. And just I wasn't yelling. I just said,
did you use that exact tone?
That is exactly the tone.
That's
the only time where it's like, time! And
you brought the whole team in?
I brought the whole team in the middle of the inning. Now, tell me what you think of that. Is that is that overstepping? I don't like that you asked that question.
No. I'm just curious, just picturing it in my head. I have not pulled the whole team in. Normally, I'll talk to pitchers or I yell at players individually from the sidelines.
I brought them all in because I thought it was an overall malaise. Now, but that's not the bad thing. And
now
they were cool. And
that's what was done to me. When they tried to pull the hidden ball trick.
Oh, really?
He pulled the whole team in and then took the ball and handed it to the first baseman.
Oh, that's BS.
So
that's complete.
You could have pulled something
BS.
Like that.
That's illegal, isn't it? That can't be honest.
It's dishonest, but
it's what it is, Mike. Yeah.
You got to win. You got to win, 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 baby. So they scattered back to their various positions, and they were on their merry way. And, we did okay. Had a scary inning or two, and then we were able to pull it together. And a lot of hitting last night, which was great to see. Great
to
see.
Do you think that they were distracted because they're worried about voting day today? Today is voting day.
You know, I don't know, but Josh called it. I mean, it's Monday. They just didn't seem to be themselves. They all had the Mondays. And then later in the game, when the subbing gets a little tougher, I'm getting the hang dogs for the kids that don't want to play in the outfield. And I was just, at one point.
Not a lot of outfield action in your league?
No, there's plenty of outfield action, but I got this look. And I'm like, ready position, ready athletic position. And then I got. So I told one kid on the bench, I said, go on and take the other kid out. I pulled him out.
So that's Mike.
You don't want
literally
play.
You're playing hardball now. You're not taking any of that.
That's the way it was. And then I talked to the kid individually and everything was fine. But I mean, I just want to make sure that everybody knows that it's a team game and you pump up your teammates and you do that. And of course,
did anybody cry?
There were some tears when plays were missed.
Oh.
And there were some borderline tears when anytime you get, Josh can verify this, anytime you get errors, anytime you get strikeouts, there's potential for upset. And you try to mitigate that as best you can, but it gets a little frustrating. It really is. Hey, I trust you have the same circumstances, right, Josh, when you're coaching?
Yes, and I've had kids argue in the field because of one guy misses a play or misses a throw.
Yeah, the kids that want to criticize the other kid.
Shortstop
and
first baseman arguing. And
right.
I've had an outfielder sit down because he's bored.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
I would do that.
Kids lose, they lose focus. And Monday
that's exactly what I would do. You'd
Rob
me
would
out
bring a
I'd
camp chair out to center field if we put him out there.
I would leave it out there too because who needs to carry it around?
But a couple, look, there are these, this red team had some guys on the team that could smack it. And we had multiple balls go to the outfield. Mm-hmm. And so they got to be ready. Everybody's got to be ready to play the game. But I'm still. It's winding down. I don't know if we're going to have any makeup games. I'm hoping because my brother-in-law and sister are coming to town, and I hope they get a chance to see Michael play. That would be
Mike. Do you have any election updates?
Let's go to the desk now. Yes, go
ahead.
Before
election update,
hold the music.
Stop the music.
I, I did find your Ben Griffith.
Oh, okay.
Griffin.
Because Griffin.
Oh, it's Griffin. Ben C. Griffin.
And I'm assuming it's the right guy because he is one of the members of the Florida Citrus Hall of Fame.
Citrus Hall of Fame. So he's a big citrus grower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, is he? I can't read the text.
Yeah,
what's it
he
say?
Is. He was inducted in 1979. And Mike, apparently he owns Orange Nip. Do you know what that is?
Oh, Orange Nip.
Florida Citrus Mutual, Florida Canners Association, Florida Citrus Showcase.
There you go.
And the Florida Citrus Commission Advertising Committee were all his things before he passed in 1990.
Thank you, Sam. Yeah, Josh, working in Utah, getting it done. Thank you very much. I truly appreciate that.
I had an orange nip. Yeah.
We have an election update. Let's get to our desk right now. This just in. Ben C. Griffin posthumously awarded the presidency of these United States, ladies and gentlemen.
That's amazing.
That is an election update 2024. Stay tuned for more details from the Mike O'Mara Show Election Desk 2024. Will it be he? Will it be her? Thank you. Thank you very much.
And remember, watch the elevator.
And I love it. Ladies, I love, love, love.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, more election fun and more good stuff for you, ladies and gentlemen, as you sit there and wait for Las Vegas, Nevada, because it's also Vegas week.
It
baby.
Is.
We got great news coming up for you. And later on in the program, the miracle of multiple births. And an idea for Josh when we return. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe for original handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow, they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. What did you get, Josh?
I got a nice drinking glass of Oriole Park at Camden Yards, a nice draw-in of the stadium on it, along with the city skyline.
Way to go. Congratulations on your drawing. Many of the handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. With every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, everybody. Okay, hold on. Let me do this.
Yeah, we're going to adjust here. Big stuff coming up for Vegas. 2 days, you know.
Big. How would you like to be the most interesting person at the holiday party this year? Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Just show up with a bottle of wine from an independent winemaker with a truly unique story.
Yes.
Fa la 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 la. This podcast, sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles for just $39.99. Naked Wines believes that great wine is an experience that helps you connect with your friends, family, and community over a shared bottle of the grape. Turn off the noise of the outside world and uncork a bottle to celebrate the little joys in life. No better time to do it than tonight on election.
Best time of the year.
Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. Now is the time to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code TMOS for both the code and password, and you'll get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and code TMOS for 6 bottles of wine for $39.99. Buddy, have a drink.
My time for tidbits.
Come on. News. We begin today, as I mentioned before, with a little election.
Do you want to see what real pumpkin looks like? It's you, pumpkin.
I need to be interrupted by those guys.
I like those twins.
Thank you. We begin today with Chris Pratt. He wrote an op-ed for his mother-in-law, Maria Shriver's website, where he endorsed no one.
Oh.
Well, no one except America. He said, quote, "I've been thinking a lot about where we'll be as a nation on November 6th, how we can attempt to move forward after so much division, to find a way to come together after the election, no matter who wins or loses." He added, "It's okay to take a moment to lick your wounds when you lose. Heck, go ahead and cry in the mirror." Okay, Chris. "But if we become too paralyzed by defeat or too pompous in victory," and that's the one I'd like to spotlight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pompous in victory. You know, whoever wins, please, if you can, a little grace in victory, because it's going to be tempting to giggle and laugh and, you know, with all the hate in your heart
no
for the
snark.
Other team,
yeah.
If we become paralyzed by defeat or too pompous in victory to our team, it can blind us to the fact that we are fellow countrymen, and we are. And if we were attacked, we'd all have to come together. Chris said that no matter who wins, quote, "there are still going to be people who need help in this country, and we should find them and help them." And I really dig this one. If your candidate wins and your neighbor voted the other way, check on them. See how they're doing. That's a tough one. That's a real tough call, because, you know, you probably have to be wary of people taking it the wrong way. But I have lots of friends that, you know, voted for Donald Trump, and I'm sure that they are, you know, going to be disappointed if he loses and mm-hmm. euphoric if he wins.
We'll see each other tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, well, Josh and I have mastered that, and, you know, doesn't change anything for our world, which I think is a good thing.
I'm surprised that Pratt didn't endorse anyone in particular, because Arnold came out yesterday and he endorsed the housekeeper.
On the dryer. Just about everyone in the music world has paid tribute to Quincy Jones since his death on Sunday, but one guy who might not have been so reverent if he was still alive was Elvis Presley, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, now how do you mean this?
It turns out Quincy was not a big fan of the King of Rock and Roll.
Hmm.
During an interview just a few years ago, Quincy was asked if he'd ever worked with Elvis, and he said, "No, I wouldn't work with him. He was a racist mother. I'm going to shut up now." So I don't know what would have happened between Quincy and Elvis, but
I've read all the stuff about Elvis, and trust me, he was far from perfect, but I really, really don't think there was racism at play there. I don't think.
Oh, I'm on Team Quincy. I think he was probably, you know, Tupelo, Mississippi. Come on now. Come on. You know,
you're probably right, Mike.
Hey, Jack. Hey, Jack.
One sentence from Quincy Jones? No. He grew up.
Oh, my God. See, his heroes. One of his heroes right now.
I mean, I'll throw him under the bus. I will throw him under the bus because he's uninformed. He says himself he never worked with him. So how would he know?
Maybe he heard about him.
From who?
From people in the music business.
Mutual friends.
What's that?
You don't think they've got mutual acquaintances and
stuff? Hey, you laugh. Don't forget who Elvis's son-in-law was, Michael Jackson. and Quincy produced for Michael Jackson. So yeah, they were connected in some way.
Rob's
but
Heroes.
I don't think I don't
he
think
does
no.
not diss his heroes. He defends his heroes.
I will Mike, I will tell you a lot of bad things about Elvis. Weird guy, had some creepy habits, loved his medications.
How about when he was just wandering in the house going, "Oh, Blacks, Jack."
I don't think there's any evidence of that.
Rob, have you gone down to visit the pastor that people say is Elvis?
I've looked at him. I don't think it's him. I'm pretty sure Elvis is dead. And even if he wasn't dead then, he'd be dead now because he'd be what? 65? He'd be 89 years old. Of course he'd be dead now.
I'm doing counterpoint here because I really have no dog in the fight.
Yeah, I
really
know you don't
know
care
what the truth is, but I'll say I'm on Team Quincy.
Attaboy, Mike.
Thank you. Should Election Day be a federal holiday?
Voting Day.
I don't know. A new poll found 70% of Americans think it's a good idea. Only 15% said no, and another 15%
undecided.
Sure. I say no, because early voting, I say no.
Yeah, if it's a problem for you, you early vote, you mail your vote in. I don't think that I don't think it needs to be a federal holiday. Now, the day after the Super Bowl should be.
Yes, I agree with that.
Well, 100%. That's what it is. People just want a day off work.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Do you guys think it should be either one of you or
I think it should not be.
Only if you got rid of early voting and made everyone vote on the same day.
I think that would be problematic. I think people want the convenience. Mm-hmm. And, 27% said Tuesday is the best day for voting. Another 27% said it doesn't matter. And Saturday was the next day at 17%. Thursday ranked last with just 2%. Early voting, by the way, so popular this year, has changed that landscape in
absolutely
totality. So I don't think it's even a discussion.
I think
anymore.
There are some states where 1/3 of the registered voters have already voted. That's crazy.
In my county, 67% voted before today.
Yeah.
Wow. Who did they vote for, Josh?
well, he's on the other side.
Numbers are probably about the same.
That's true. That's true.
You think the numbers are the same as my county down here?
No. I'm saying that 67% of the people probably voted for Trump in my county.
You think so? Is it red?
I'm
is it red up
I'm
where you are?
I'm a very red county.
Red,
yes.
Red state
see,
area.
Red means Republican. Blue means Democrat.
A lot of blue has moved in.
Thank you very much. I'm going to plead ignorance on a lot of these. I need your help, gentlemen. So please bear with me here. Someone recently asked the internet, "What trend died so fast that you can hardly call it a trend?"
I like this. Yeah.
We have here some of the best responses. I'll give you the top 10.
Okay.
And see if you know. Back in the 90s, when some kids were walking around with pacifiers in their mouths and hanging around their necks. Do you remember
that? I remember that. And I think it had to do with, yeah, you would take like speed and go to a rave and your teeth would chatter. So you needed the pacifier.
I love pacifiers.
How about women?
Women, I love them with women and pacifiers. Yeah.
Number two, when the poo emoji was on everything.
Yeah.
Clothes, toys, and even treats. I've seen the poo emoji even recently.
I still see it.
And I think people need to understand what they're doing with that. That was a bad trend. I mean, it's a pile of shit. Don't put that everywhere.
We just had a bronze one last week.
That's right, in the nation's capital. Mm-hmm.
By the way, Stubby will be totally Sarge crated for the rest of the week, and we are trying desperately to get Stubby to associate outside with relieving himself, and it's the polar opposite. And
can't
I just took him right before the show. I took him for like a 25-minute walk, and he didn't do anything. And I hadn't done the sweep through the whole house, and I knew because
they had
he
to be there. Yeah,
what I was saying. There was a river. There was a river on the tile. It was ridiculous, and I'm tired of it. So he's
You're bringing him to Las Vegas, right?
Yes. Yes, to pee on our stage at the downtown Grand.
It's a finale.
this one, number three, says when there were mustaches on everything. And I like calling it mustache.
People would draw mustaches on things. And
Hasn't that been going on?
I remember is you would draw a mustache on your finger and then do this. And so it looked like you had a mustache.
It's a drawn-on mustache, Dave.
That's what it is, David. That's what it is. But, I remember the mustache thing. But, again, very brief. Just brief.
This is number four, Gangnam Style by Psy.
I loved that song, but it did go away just as soon as it came.
But that was just a summer hit.
Yeah, it's a one-hit wonder. It's a one-hit wonder, so I don't know if it calls itself a trend. He's still touring, right? Isn't he still touring around the world? I think he might be. I don't know.
Isn't he on the RFK ticket?
He's out campaigning for removing fluoride from our water. Every day. Every single day. Number five, this might still be a thing, Flash Mobs.
They were hot for a while, and I don't see it happening anymore. Yeah.
You know what I'm realizing? A lot of these aren't that good. That's because they faded. Number six, anything from Spencer's. Is that Spencer Gifts?
Oh, Spencer Gifts is a great adult-themed toy store and novelty company.
Oh, so this means anything to this day from that, like selfie sticks, fidget spinners, and what are salt lamps? Do either one of you know what salt lamps are?
Yes. I don't. What's that?
It's like a rock thing that has a light inside it.
Oh, is it when people were way into like minerals and crystals? Yeah,
it's like a mineral crystal thing.
Yeah, it's
all right.
Nonsense.
Number seven is these are horrible trends, by the way. Number seven, backwards clothes, a la crisscross.
Well, also, I think occasionally old episodes of Hee Haw, you would see Buck Owens in overalls backwards.
You can't do it. Trends are impossible because you live in 1953. So you can't. You're having trouble with this, right? And especially with your kids grown now, you've shut down all interest in anything.
I've
youthful.
Never worn backwards clothes ever.
And crisscross the rap group, right?
Yeah,
right about like that.
Crisscross will make you jump.
Number eight is planking, also T-bowing. Is that the exercise? Planking?
Yeah. Well,
where you get on your elbows.
No, isn't planking when you just lay flat on something?
Yeah, you lay flat on something, and then you take a picture and you put it on the net.
No, planking. Look up planking. I'm sorry, we have to do that. By the way, you two are being no help to me on this list right now. Planking I believe, when you get on your elbows and you do a plank. It's an
exercise. That is the exercise of planking, but the trend of planking was just laying down like
you're T-bowing then? Why would they call it T-bowing?
I think T-bowing was something different. Yeah, I think it was something different. But I remember the planking thing. The one that sticks out in my mind that was so creepy was that Hugh Hefner did it, and it really looked like a corpse because he was just laying still.
All right, what do you
got? Here's planking.
Yeah.
Just laying flat on things.
Did Tebow do that? Did Tim
Tebow? No, Tebow took the knee, but they were like a knee, like prayer thing.
Oh, so that's a different pose. Okay.
Oh, all so right. It's just a separate thing it's on its own, not related. Bad list. Bad list.
Yeah, not a good list.
Confusing the host.
See, this is the Tebow in.
Okay, let's see the Tebow.
When you're down on one knee.
All right.
Oh, okay.
All right, very good. Now, I stand corrected. My apologies. I'll do an Emily Latella here to for those of you that grew up in the 70s. Never mind.
But you seem like these are all dead trends. You can't be expected to know them.
Number nine, I remember this, Segways. And
the
hoverboards.
Scooters.
Segways and hoverboards. Remember
Mike,
that? Yes.
The best person that we know used a Segway with enthusiasm was Sonny Jurgensen.
Sonny Jurgensen at FedEx Field.
Yeah, he loved going around on his Segways.
Didn't you see him eating a plum one time, or was that, car?
That was in his car. There used to be a tunnel, you know, where certain very important people could park, Josh, under the stadium, like five parking spaces. And one of the people that would park there was Sonny Jurgensen. And I was walking from the field to the stands. And, you know, the tunnel of a stadium is wide enough for a car, but not by a lot. And I heard a car moving. Probably flying. 35 miles an hour.
Gotta
and I got off to the side. And it was Sonny Jurgensen, and he had a plum in his mouth.
There it is. That's Sonny, everybody.
Gotta get to my parking space. Mm-hmm.
I used to go to electronic trade shows, and every year the CEO, owner of Monster Cable, would roll around on a Segway with his employees walking around him to clear the path for his Segway to come down the aisles.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. The last one, number 10, is the Flappy Birds game. Flappy Birds.
Flappy Birds. Yeah, I never liked that.
Flappy Birds. Terrible, terrible trends. All right, let's wrap this up. Finally today, ladies and gentlemen, Gen Z has coined a new dating term for people who date less for love and more for social status.
Okay.
They call it throning. Have you heard about this one? Throning?
Sounds dirty.
Doesn't it sound nasty?
Yeah.
According to, I don't frequent this website, Pure Wow.
That's my homepage. I love it.
Slang term means dating someone who boosts your reputation and probably ego just by association, essentially placing them on a theoretical throne. A past study published in the Journal of Science Advances found that dating app users attempt to find a match about 25% more desirable than themselves.
Wow.
That would be natural. You want somebody better than you.
Yeah.
The throning trend comes shortly after a survey predicted what dating habits are likely to flourish in the new year, such as yap trapping or freak matching. Yap trapping is being stuck on a date with a person who dominates the conversation. I'm sure that, you know, Carrie was yap trapping when she found you.
Of course.
You would dominate the conversation. Yes. No, she would. She would, right?
Well, keep in mind, Mike, there was a time when I could make her laugh. Of course, those years have passed. But there was a time when she used to find me funny.
So really.
Sad. Yeah.
I'm sure
there'll be some yap trapping in Vegas this weekend.
Oh, big time. Freak matching is an homage to the viral song Nasty by Tinashe, which the artist poses the question, is somebody going to match my freak? Is someone going to match my freak?
Hi, Mr.
Get
President.
My freak on. Freak on. Now, I did a little extra research.
You went with the dating trends and you went further.
Yes,
I found extra dating trends. David.
These apparently are going to be very, very hot in 2025. Would you like to hear some of them?
Dating trends, David.
Dating trends. Dutch cooking. Have you heard about that one? I like it when just the name of it gets him going. Of course, finding a partner who immediately farts in front of you. That's Dutch cooking.
The old DC.
Then the big one, primarily in the Northeast, grading on a curve.
Yes.
Grading on a curve. Looking for a date who's as dumb as you are. That's going to be very, very popular in 2025. Carpet bombing is another one.
Oh, really?
That you're gonna hear. Yeah, carpet bombing.
What's
dating
that?
Dating people who have more than enough hair down there.
Sure, yeah. There no is. Problems down there.
And finally, Fido flexing.
Fido flexing?
Fido flexing. Have you
What's
heard of that,
that
one?
I have not.
Men who stop dating altogether and try to improve their flexibility so they can lick their own balls. Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you. We'll be back with tonight's top 10 list. Anyway, that's it. We have to take a break. We will come back with something, I promise you. Oh, yeah. We'll come back with a job assignment for Josh Taroka.
Oh, good. Good, oh, good.
Right here on the Michael Miller Show. Yeah, we're going. You're going to love it, ladies and gentlemen. This portion of the program brought to you by Pesty. Let's face it. Everybody has to deal with bugs in and around your house. If bugs are even a minor problem for you, you have to check out our next sponsor, Pesty. The nights are getting colder. Spiders, ants, and other... Why am everything's turning into Trump today? Because it's election day. Spiders, ants, and other bugs. I love insects.
Do you have bugs at Mar-a-Lago?
None. It's perfect. All exterminated. I love extermination. They're looking to find somewhere warm to nest. With Pesty's do-it-yourself pest control, you can make sure they don't choose your house. Pesty is on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control products at an affordable price. With Pesty, there's no more waiting all day with stacks of cash for the bug guy to show up when you can spray it yourself in just a few minutes. Pesty makes a customized treatment plan for you based on your location's bugs and climate. And the best part, Pesty is kid and pet friendly, so you do not have to worry about their safety. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. This is what I want you to do. Now's the time to protect your home from bugs for less, with Pesty. Head to pesty.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's pesty.com/TMOS for 10% off. And make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you. Okay, we are winding down. We will be on with a show for you tomorrow. And then the next time you will see us, we'll be on stage at the Downtown Grand in scenic, beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. So tomorrow's our last show for the week, and we are very, very excited.
This is Bruce Springsteen, Mike. We've used Elvis, and we've used ZZ Top, so I thought we'd go with Bruce.
You know, I'm not sure how many days are left.
It's funny you should ask, Mike, because what I do is I keep a wall calendar at my desk, and I put a zero on November 9th because that's the day of the show. Mm-hmm. And then I counted backwards, and I was able to determine with a reasonable amount of accuracy how many days we have left until we are on stage on the pool deck in fabulous Las Vegas.
So you're coming to the show, and we can't wait to see you.
Four more days.
4 days.
Less than 4 days away.
With 4 days left,
we're down to about 100 hours on this thing.
Four more.
Bounce me, brother, with a solid
Hurry, or...
You'll be
the Mike O'Mara Show in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right. Okay.
It's Elmo.
I like the 100 hours. That took a little bit of work.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Fantastic. Good job, everybody. Hey, so Josh was updating us. He acquired his raffle tickets. Now, does that mean you're you played a raffle?
Good luck, Josh.
No, it means we're going to do a 50-50 raffle at the live show.
Oh, cool. 50-50 raffle, yes. Being the dirty whores we are, we're going to do a 50-50 raffle. Where did you get them? Are they Utah raffle tickets?
No, they are Walmart brand raffle tickets.
That means, Mike, they have no caffeine in them. And you say that doing a 50-50 is the act of a dirty whore. Nay, I say. It's our way of giving back. Because can you imagine a situation where you give just a dollar or a small amount and you have a chance of winning hundreds of dollars? That's us giving back right there.
So they're
split raffle tickets. So at the end of the live show, we will draw a ticket out of the box, and give someone a win.
So what color are the tickets? Giant, hold on. It's going to be one. Stop with color of the ticket. It's going to be one giant raffle on stage at the Citrus Pool Deck, correct?
Yeah. You can start buying your raffle ticket on the Citrus Pool Deck at 6.
Okay.
And we will pull it around 9.
Now, this is big. All right, go ahead. Tell Zippy the Pinhead what
I'm not going to say color. Anything. I just want to know what color they are.
What color are they?
They are red.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's what you want. It's my favorite color. I'm very excited about that. Now, Josh.
Yes.
You know that I get, I get kind of ramped up for this live show as we get close to it. And I do a lot of prep and a lot of writing, even on the plane when I'm out there. I get, I like it to be fresh. I like it to be known exactly what's happening when we get there. And God
for
knows
example,
what's going to happen. Yes.
Josh, for example, you need to know this. Mike won't write any jokes about the outcome of the election until the election has concluded. Because if he were to go in and perhaps spotlight the person who lost the election as the winner, then it seems inaccurate. So it's important that we stay current.
Thank you. Very good.
Red tickets.
Depending on the outcome of the election, I just will give you this. May modify my outfit for the show. Just wanted to show.
Oh, now you see, this is crazy because you've already promised something tropical.
I want to bring people together. But here's my idea. And this is what I think would be very special. Where we are located at the Downtown Grand is in Old Las Vegas, Fremont Street, which is down in the downtown area. Josh Soroka, you're going to be out there earlier than anybody. I think it would be just ducky if we gave an occasional street performer an opportunity to join us on stage at the Downtown Grand. Now, I want to make it really clear.
Right.
When street performer is not necessarily street person. Do you understand what I'm saying?
What you're looking for, Mike, is a busker. Someone who does their act live and in person in a public place, relying on the kindness of others through financial donations.
Right.
This is not someone who is unhoused.
Right.
This is someone whose job is performing.
Now, performing can include an elaborate costume. That where they're just standing around and
often.
And by the way, the performers, I'm giving him all his instructions right here. Uh-huh. They are free to promote whatever they wish to promote,
right?
Even if it's something hinky on stage with us. If you bump into them, I think you can just say, "Would you be interested? We are doing this. We'd love to have you stop by and pop up there." And
do they get a wristband?
Okay.
these performers?
Sure, we can give them a wristband.
We'll give them a wristband.
Because if they have a wristband, the trouble might not be getting them up there, might be getting rid of them.
Now, I have not been on Fremont Street in a very long time. My memory of it was that it was always buzzing with activity.
It is. Crazy.
Whether it be people performing, whether it be people enjoying bachelor parties or various shootings. I have to say that this could be something that I'd be interested in. The question is, Josh, do you think that this is something you could accomplish?
I will walk down Fremont Street and we will find out.
That's good. I look forward to that.
I like the statue guys. I think a couple statue guys just
a statue guy is exactly what I'm talking about.
While the show's going on, would work well.
And we will assist. When Rob and I get there, we will assist.
Are we assisting the statue guy or finding talent?
No, see, we're finding talent.
Okay. All right. I just want to know where we're at.
That would be. And the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. And
you're okay with elaborate costumes?
Elaborate? What do you mean I'm okay? I require every bit we can get. No,
but we don't want like a fake Elmo.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Because that's the guy that would, he would come up and there would be like a Gumby.
That's exactly what I do, Mike. Absolutely, to the letter. I'd run up and down Fremont Street saying, where's Gumby? I need Gumby for the show.
You think I was busting your chops, but I would accept a Gumby.
See, what I would accept, I think the entry should be a glorious showgirl costume or something elaborate.
No, not for an entrance. Not for an entrance. This is going to be, Rob, I'll make it relate to you.
Okay.
Imagine, if you will.
Yes.
Playboy After Dark.
I can do that.
Mm-hmm. That's the vibe. This is the intimate show. This is the vibe. I want us to just show up. I want it to be, we should maybe get together prior to the show, so you know where my mindset is for this.
Nah, I'll follow you.
No, because I think you're thinking the way. All right.
No, absolutely not. Far from it.
All right.
And we designed some time together on Friday, so we'll be on the same page.
We will, and if Josh can do that, and then we can. And by the way, I hesitate to put it out there, but
you don't.
I don't hesitate.
You don't at all.
I think there's a wealth of undiscovered talent in Las Vegas, and I want to provide a venue for them. That's what I want to do. Now, I anticipate that it could go two ways, and either way is going to be fine. Either the talent that we seek out or the talent that we identify does not meet the grade, or there is an overabundance of choices.
Yes.
And in that case, we'd have to edit. So we're going to have to communicate on,
either way,
what we do here.
The audience is going to be the beneficiary of this.
Yeah, we're going to try.
The cream will rise to the top.
Absolutely. So,
yes.
Count on it. Let's take a break when we come back. Something that I don't spend a tremendous amount talking about is when you talk about a cheeseburger, whether it be at a sit-down restaurant that's not a chain or in your home or whatever, I had an experience last night of a cheeseburger that really sucked. And I just want to talk about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Yuck. I can't wait to get this off my chest or my plate. Am I right, lady?
Hey,
listen up. One of the biggest challenges to eating better is that so many better-for-you products taste so bad. Well, there's a brand that has cracked the code on providing real nutrition that also tastes incredible. I love Orgain.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Orgain's 30-gram protein shakes are an excellent source of complete protein. Got the, by the way, the Orgain Kids is out in my kitchen right now that my son's digging. All 9 essential amino acids. Its chocolate taste is the best. It gives me energy, provides muscle support and recovery, helps manage hunger, and promotes healthy weight management. And Mrs. O'Mara, you are not allowed to drink the last Orgain again. like you did the previous Orgain.
You know what that is? That's selfish and unfeeling.
Orgain is convenient real nutrition with only 1 gram of sugar per serving and no soy ingredients or artificial flavors or sweeteners. 30 grams of protein. It tastes amazing. Orgain 30-gram protein shakes are available at Costco and Orgain.com. If you want to get in on the delicious protein-packed nutrition today, head to Orgain.com/TMOS. Once you're there, look around and get some Orgain in your cart. Then head to checkout, and when you're there and you're prompted to, use the promo code TMOS for 20% off your order. Remember, 20% off, Orgain.com/TMOS. And please make sure you use the promo code TMOS during checkout so they know that we sent you, ladies and gentlemen.
Good All right, stuff.
So after the ball game, I will not mention the joint that we go to, but it's a regular joint we go to, and we're pretty happy with the chow they serve there. Last night, Mrs. O'Meara and I, because we had not eaten all day, had the calories for a cheeseburger. And I will tell you,
is this a chain place or an individual place?
Individual mom and
pop.
Okay,
great.
And even if it was a chain, but here's the thing. I rarely, and I really thought about this, I've rarely had a burger that you purchase somewhere where you bitch about it. It's one of the simplest foods around. And but I suppose that in its own way, it can be effed up. And I can go down the line of what really made it, because Carla felt the exact same way I did when we got these cheeseburgers. And what makes to me a great cheeseburger, this is, I know some people like rare. Mm-hmm. I know some people like well done and all that. I know the temperature. But unfortunately, I'm a medium person when it comes to the burger.
Okay.
When it comes to a steak, I like medium rare. But when it's, because, and here's the thing, because what happened to this burger last night that they brought to my table that I ordered medium, is sometimes when the burger, which is already ground for softening, you can eat, when it's rare, you'll eat it rare, it becomes texturally unsatisfactory. I like, the reason I like my burgers a little more cooked is because I like the consistency to be a little firmer.
To stay together.
And that, so not only was this one yuck because it was too red, almost bordering on rare.
Yep.
Cold. And then was super greasy and soaked through the bun on the bottom, which was nastiness. And this is after I stripped it naked. I took my little, I don't like the round onion, and I hate a tomato on a burger.
I know this.
It's a Whopper. And so I took it. But I think the real problem is they emphasize the thickness and the weight of, you know, making it a thick, fat burger. And that always that doesn't always guarantee things.
Do you think the texture might be indicative of the amount of fat in the ground meat?
I do. I think it's too fatty, and that's why it gets greasy.
Crumbles.
And
yeah.
It crumbles, and it's and a Carla
fatty
looks
is
across.
Okay if you're using a hot enough griddle or element to cook
and
it
you
in.
You sear it a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But if you're Carla cooking, looked you across at me it, last night, Rob, and she said. Are you having trouble eating this? I said, it's an impossibility to eat this because it was just a gloppy mess. And
I'm sorry
say,
to hear that because a burger can be so good. What is real hot right now is called a smash burger, where they take the meat and they use it on a griddle, not on a grill, and they cook it very thin.
Isn't that a joint smash burger? Isn't that
I think it is. Yes. I think it is a joint, but you use a thing like it's called a smasher or a meat press, and they make it thin.
Connecticut had those with the Connecticut burgers a lot.
So they're crispy. You know, you get the same amount of meat, but it allows more surface area to crisp up.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine, but if you're going in with a good mix, I like to use either 80-20 or 85-15. And
where
but you got to have the
weigh in on the thickness, though, as far as the burger.
I've got a sickness for the thickness, Mike.
Josh, what kind of burger do you like?
I like the thin. I had a good fast food burger up here where it was my first trip to In-N-Out.
In-N-Out burger. I've never been. How was In-N-Out burger?
It was good. They are more of that thin, yep. Seared on both sides burger, mm-hmm. a little yeah. crispy.
I can't even compare a thick burger to a thin. Like if you get like a Wendy's or a McDonald's burger or something, it's going to be thin and it's going to be gray all the way through.
Right.
It's cooked all the way through.
I'm okay with like, that.
Yeah, I am too in that situation. But in a backyard burger, I'll take it. A little, I'll make it thicker. It'll be medium rare.
God, my but dad if you used do it at the heat, thick, they're so gross. Maybe that's
you think that's gross?
Oh God, he used to make like a ball, like this big giant round.
Well, you don't want it to be a ball.
Burger.
No.
And he is like, don't overcook. My father never met a barbecue food he couldn't undercook. God rest his soul. My dad
would eat meat cool in the middle if he could. Yeah. He likes it that rare.
And for a burger, it's just like, it's nasty. It looks like a roadkill.
I want to see some pink. Yeah. But I don't want it to be cold in the middle.
See, so you would have the big, so the thickness, as you mentioned, you have a sickness for the thickness.
Yes, I do.
You like a fat burger.
I do. But, you know, but not, and if it's cooked wrong, there's more margin for error.
Fuddruckers used to make like two thick burgers and they'd cook them too fast and they'd be bloody in the middle. And
they could be.
And they'd fall apart too.
Of course, you got to give Fuddruckers credit for putting a cheese pump available for the consumer. Unlimited cheese.
Unlimited cheese, like at the bar, right? At the little Fixins bar?
Yeah, the Fixins bar. They'd have a mile of tomatoes, really good-looking lettuce, and a cheese pump.
Is that chain dead now? Dead and gone?
The last one I knew of was in Fairfax, and I think that's gone.
Yeah, so, I think they're gone.
I'm not sure. So, anyway, it was what would be, as far as you're concerned, not a fast food chain, but a sit-down restaurant, even a casual dining restaurant that has a decent burger. And it can be local or it can be, you know.
There's a place
nationwide.
In Leesburg called the Blue Ridge Grill. They've got another place in Ashburn, and their burgers are perfect to the letter every time. Every time.
Josh, you got any sit down restaurant where you live that's a decent burger?
I don't. A burger's not my normal. I get fast food burgers. It's not what I get at sit down restaurants generally.
Yeah.
A fast food burger and a restaurant burger to me are two separate animals, though.
I think they are. I got a restaurant burger and it was like a sloppy nasty. I got a great place down here. If you come to Fort Myers, it's called Coli's. Coli's has, the full name is like TGI Fridays. It's E. Coli's.
Oh,
E. Coli's is great. Come down here and it's great. They don't have a restroom, but.
But you know what's great about
it? It's the restroom is available for customers only, not the staff.
The E. Coli's is great, Mike, because they've got so much more seating since they got rid of the refrigerator.
That's like the queasy that we have. Such a stupid show we do. Listen up, maniacs. DermGlow Skin has the weight loss help you need, and it's delivered right to your front door. DermGlow Skin now offering microdosing semaglutide or tirzepatide. So what does that mean? No BMI requirement. This is a game changer. If you don't qualify for weight management because your BMI is too low, you can still qualify for microdosing. Find microdosing under the longevity tab at DermGlowSkin.com. That's a company that's excited about longevity. And don't forget to remember that DermGlow Skin also has PT-141 to improve your sexual health and satisfaction, B12 for energy, and NAD+. That's what I'm going to be. I'm going to have a nasal spray coming in, I think, either today or tomorrow for the Fountain of Youth, baby. And Samorilin and Synapsin for that brain fog. Have everything delivered to your home and start improving yourself. It's the first step to being a better you. Afterpay is now available. It's a free installment plan.
Afterpay.
Internet. Afterpay is a free installment plan that's interest-free, so affordable weight loss for all. And remember, Carla is always there for any questions that you may have. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I look like a man half my age. No, I don't.
You do.
Who did I say? Oh, yesterday, Richard Attenborough.
That's you.
So far, this is bad, no expense. So far, no complaints from the ladies. Huh? There you go. All right, play the thing, please. Thank you.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
And if you see Mike in Las Vegas, make sure to approach him. He's eating vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, at a table after all the dinos escape.
Uh-oh, Mike, do we have an update?
With this very...
I'm sorry, do we have an update?
Yes, we do. We go to the election desk. 2024. Wow. We have a major breaking story. I can't seem to read it, though. Hickory dickory dock.
Don't do that.
I keep that in my desk. Just to remind myself. Buddy. Hold on. I had the election results. It seems to be a pile of Little Miss Muffet. Sat on a tuffet.
No, no.
All right. Dice. I'm sorry. No, this has been an election 2024 update. More updates to follow on election day, November 5th, 2024. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Happy voting day, Mike. Appreciate that. Get out there and vote, everybody. This is not funny, but this is remarkable. And it did result in a fatality. I will say that out of
you have been so dark with your videos lately. Mike, you had the guy blowing his hand off uncensored. I apologize to anybody that might have been grossed out by
some people yesterday. Might find this one triggering as well, but it's too remarkable not to show.
Warning.
And it's a warning. It's a warning here. They did not pull off the players from the field in a Chilean soccer game during a thunderstorm. And a player was struck by lightning.
Oh, my God.
This is so chilling. And I really went back and forth as to whether or not to show it. But the next time you think about, it's just a little lightning, I'm going to stay outside.
Yeah, golfers, you listening to me, golfers? Come on.
I want you to think about this poor guy who lost his life because they did not call the game.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We're just taken down. And they were all injured. They're all being treated for injury, but one of them did lose his life.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that horrifying?
I mean, we get so many down here in Southwest Florida and in all of Florida. It's the number one lightning state in the union. And it's amazing how it can happen. I've seen all varieties of lightning hits where you'll be there. And by the way, you know, these lightning alarms that go off around ball fields and public parks and golf courses, it's usually a 10-mile radius, sometimes a 7-mile radius, but there is no guarantee that when it's in the area that a sneaky lightning bolt can't come down and nail somebody down here. Just because you're seeing them on a radar map doesn't mean you can't get a stray one. It's terrifying, really.
To look at that, it almost looks surreal the way they all fell down like a science fiction movie. But anyway, please, people, please be careful. Now, lightening the mood. This is a great prank. You know I keep a plethora of sharp things in my studio. I didn't even realize that, but I do. One of the things I keep in my studio is a butcher knife. It's a real butcher knife, but this family has a fake butcher knife. It's like a Halloween prop made of foam, but it looks real. I love this prank. They put a baby in a walker, you know, one of those things that suspends them up and they have wheels so the baby can go around.
You mean a stroller? No,
it's a walker.
No, like where the kid pushes themselves around.
Oh, okay, yeah. With the legs hanging out and they can just, it's round and they can zip around on the
kitchen
floor.
This is a little kid, probably a year or younger, and they send him around the house with the fake butcher knife.
Yeah, all right.
So watch this.
This requires is like thinking the baby's got his hands on the
on
knife
a butcher
somehow.
Knife, yeah. And this will require some narration, but this is a great prank.
Okay, here we go.
So they give the fake knife to the baby. It's like a 12-inch knife. The father.
What are you doing?
Gets pranked. So now up to grandma. Sounds like a good family.
Baby.
Yeah. And here's the uncle. He throws it at the camera.
Zero sense of humor from the uncle.
And now grandma is pushing the baby towards grandpa with the knife.
Oh, good, grandpa.
What are you doing? What are you doing? A knife? That is dangerous.
But not doing anything.
Grandpa not doing anything. The old guy sitting on his ass.
kid's grabbing it by the sharp side.
Kid is holding it by the blade.
Grandpa doesn't do dick. No. That's fantastic.
Well, that's dangerous, but
there you go. Where's my home in Florida? Duh.
But that's actually a great prank. Mike, you're a Boston guy.
I am.
And when I got back, Mary Beth and the car were gone. Are you familiar with a Boston recipe? What would you say is a classic Boston recipe? Like when you go up into the town.
Boston, something... Boston baked beans. You've got clam chowder.
Sure.
That's a big one.
Your red pinchy guys.
Lobsters sure. In Boston. You get yourself a nice lobster clam, steam fried everywhere you go. Starica, there you go.
But there is right. One traditional Boston dessert that has sort
of Boston cream pie.
That's true. That has fallen by the wayside, and I'm wondering if you would do this. It comes from the 1800s, and it was a way to get rid of old coffee. Did you know there is a traditional Boston dessert called
we hate bussing cake.
Hey, and by the way, you get south of a certain area of Massachusetts, and all the guys talk like this. Their voices are all raspy, and they're like, hey, how are you? Oh, my God, the socks. Forever.
Yeah, but, Mike, have you ever heard of coffee jelly?
Coffee jelly?
Yes.
Sounds ew. Nasty.
This happened in the 1800s when boxed gelatin became a thing. They would take old coffee and turn it into essentially coffee jello.
You got it wrong. Coffee jelly was a gangster from South Boston.
Well, let's look at the video and see if it clears anything up.
Coffee jelly.
Boston hopped on the trend. In fact, Boston culinary expert Fanny Farmer was a fan.
Mike, did you know Fanny Farmer was a fan of fritters?
We'll have to ask Wanda Farmer about that when we get out to Vegas.
They're sisters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fanny Farmer and Wanda Farmer are, with their candies.
All right, coffee jelly.
Even had her own recipe for coffee jelly in her popular Boston Cooking School cookbook in 1896. So with that, it was time to get cooking.
So this...
Great success.
Non-committal reporter
she did
actually...
Borat bit. Yeah, I like this jelly.
And now she's having people taste it.
It's fine. Like, I don't think the flavor is that.
Well said.
I can't even really taste it that much.
Thanks.
With the whipped cream, that's actually not really bad at all.
Fanny Farmer said to serve it with whipped cream. And I've been thinking about it.
Is it like a pudding?
It's like coffee flavored jello. It's coffee jello. Cream.
Yeah, okay, coffee jello.
So with whipped cream, I think it might be okay, but you don't see it as a flavor like in a jello box. So you'd have to make your, as a coffee guy, I thought you might like it.
Well, the only question I have, can you fit it in an enema? Can you fit it in an enema? I don't know what's wrong with me. I got Vegas brain.
Honey, can you help me hang this on the shower rod?
Coffee. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right, let's close with this, Mike. I forget the name of the website. I think it's like Glorious Broads or something.
Oh, now I'm interested.
It's a TikTok page, and it gets outspoken older ladies of a certain age, and ask them questions. And so they ask this lady, what's it like to be 85? And you know what? She says it's not so bad.
What's it like to be 85?
You know, it's not that different. I would say I'm 85. I don't feel any different from when I was 16. I still think about boys, and I still hate my hair. You know, that has not changed. They used to call me Brillo head. It's when I grew up, nobody had curly hair. So, but I really can't say that I feel, no, that's not true. You know what the big difference is?
Tell us.
I can say no, because I don't give a and younger people are so anxious to please. Oh yes, I can do that. Oh sure, I want that. Oh yes, that's a good idea. I've learned to say, I'm sorry, that doesn't really work for me. Mm-hmm. I've never been able to say that.
Great story ever. Here.
I was invited to go camping. Why would I go camping? And I did it because I was ashamed to say, that's not really me. And you know what happened? So we were camping, And I get up in the middle of the night. I didn't know where the latrine was. I went out in the forest, and I wiped myself with a leaf, and it was poison ivy. Thank you very much, nature. That's because I couldn't
Thank you very much, nature.
I'm not really a nature camping type person. I don't think I would enjoy this experience.
That's so awesome. She's
you can
sweet.
Say no when you're 85, Mike.
Oh, they all do down here. Yeah. Yeah. You want to be nice? No.
Do you want some coffee jelly?
No. All right. Hey, do your duty. Get out there.
Get out there
do
and
your
vote.
Voting. Tomorrow we'll have a our post-election day coverage exclusively on the Mike O'Mara Show. Really, we want you to get out there and do your voting from Utah, man who's going to be providing us with an incredible talent lineup, ladies and gentlemen.
Do we have our standard vote? You have a barrel of oranges versus me. I have a Virginia ham.
Yeah,
depending on who wins.
That's our bet, and it should be really
I don't
exciting.
Know even what we're betting on. We're voting for the same person.
That's the way that I don't know what we're going
hey,
to do.
Hey, you decided.
That's true. I have finally I've decided. Get out of my way.
Yes, Decision 2024. That's coming up tomorrow. For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
So what do I want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket? What do I do?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.